Blog Talk Radio.
Today is May 2nd. We've survived May Day. Joking, some people. And I said that's great. Anyway, among the birthdays today, Catherine II, John Galt. Now, John Galt was a Scottish writer, but that name was also used in a book by Ayn Rand, Mountain Hill. Of course, Ayn Rand. Adopted name, came from Russia, what Bolshevism for individualism, free tribute, you know, community Jews. A great Roman Catholic Pope, since this is the week of popes, Leo XIII, who issued many encyclicals on the right of working, rights of working. He's one of the longest reigning popes also. Founder of modern-day Zionism, Theodore Herzl, father of Tyrone Power. Tyrone Power is an interesting character. Born in America, started making a lot of controversy about his private life, and he was supposed to be in, I think it was Samson and Delilah, and he dropped dead. Set, so somebody else had to fill it. Talking about movies, Etta Hopper, one of the columnists for the Hearst papers, her real name was Elda Furry. You can see why she called herself Etta Hopper. Now, her son, Dennis Hopper, starred in one of the TV lawyer movies with Raymond Webb. Another great actor, beautiful, rich baritone voice, probably most famous for two movies, Auntie May, and also Mexican movie where he starred Maximiliano in Juarez. Juarez was president of Mexico at the same time Abraham Lincoln, Johnson, and the French decided they were going to set up a monarchy influence in Mexico. So they conned the Austrian Duke Maximilian and Carlotta in Mexico. They would back him, the French Foreign Legion. That's another story itself. Anyway, there was a battle. Benito Juarez, the president of Mexico, he fought back. A pleasant Indian background, uncle. And ironically, in that movie, it's a great movie, was Paul Mooney, who is the Jewish heritage background, also the of director of the San Francisco Symphony, Michael Tilson Tomaszewski Thomas. A doctor who's a famous pediatrician, Benjamin Spock, born on the stage, is also presidential candidate. Famous German publisher who published the Spiegel, excellent Spiegel with today. Another great Israeli, great actor. He starred in Sound of Music, many other movies. He played character roles. Theodore Bekele had a great voice. And among the other birthdays today is that of the first, among the deaths today in 1519, one of the greatest inventors and thinkers of all time, Leonardo da Vinci. In 1957, Senator Joseph McCarthy from Wisconsin, who claimed, and a little too rough about this, that there were communists in the U.S. government, and he was right. Everybody left to disparage him, and the term has been added to the English language called McCarthyism, which is, why don't we include that with Stalinism? Anyway, he died, reviled. He was known as Tail Gunner Joe because he served as a tail gunner in the U.S. Army Air Force. Also, he served George Wallace, who was also in the U.S. Army. Was accused of being a racist. The guy who brought Hitler to power, he was a Catholic, he was a manipulator, Franz von Papen, but Hitler outmaneuvered him and shipped him off to Turkey as ambassador. And he's depicted in the film Five Fingers, in which valet to the British ambassador cracked the safe of the British ambassador and sold all of the secrets to the Germans, but the Germans didn't believe what they were getting. Famous movie starring James Mason called Five Fingers, very accurate. Also on this day, J. Edgar Hoover died, and he was another one who complained about the communists. And I think we ought to play a little clip from J. Edgar. Let's see. Edgar. okay, here we go. We talked about communism.
Tell the FBI, feel that we're a part of a team. Make America a great and decent place in which to live. We're on that team, all of us.
Is not a political party. It is a way of life, an evil and malignant way of life. It reveals a condition akin to disease that spreads like an epidemic. And like an epidemic, a quarantine is necessary to keep it from infecting this nation.
Well, Edgar was right, but he got into trouble when he claimed that there was no mafia. Of course, the mafia had taken pictures in drag. It's unfortunate. Blackmailed him, Labyrinth. Probably the guy who's probably the most famous winemaker, except Mondavi is right now, was the guy who really put California wines on the map throughout the world, Julio Gallo down in Modesto, California, Valley. He really put California wines on the map, and some of the best wines. Gallo is sold around the world. Biggest winemaker probably in among the events today, in 1776, it is not known that Spain also, along with France, supplied arms to the American Revolution. In 1865, in another Civil War, then President Andrew Johnson offered a $100,000 reward for the capture of Jefferson Davis. Another guy. He was captured wearing women's clothes. But he wasn't a drag queen. Jefferson Davis is one of the most fascinating men really known in American history. He served in the Mexican War. He was Secretary of War, and he's the guy who's supposed to have introduced camels to the American West to help race the horses. And, of course, there's folktales of camels still wandering around. Jefferson Davis was a senator from Mississippi. He voted to secede from the Union, became president of the Confederacy, and it was in over his head. He did have the resources to fight the Union and fight Lincoln, and he's still one of the great men in American history, even though he was a rebel. In 1916, the Harrison Drug Act was passed by, signed by President Woodrow Wilson, and I think this mistake had to do with the control of narcotics. We'll get into that next week because Colorado and Washington State, now they allow these drug operatives to legally use the banks. Quite a question about that. Getting back to Adolf Hitler, in 1933, Hitler banned trade unions coming here if we continue along the totalitarian path with these people who saw the totalitarian government here in the States. Seeing more and more with people who try anything to suppress dissent, to curb expression in the media, and to co-opt media people. 1945, we're nearing the end of World War II. The Russian army under Marshal Zhukov and Rokossovsky, two marshals, finally captured Berlin. Near the end of the war, May 8th was the end of the war in Europe. And 1974, Spiro Agnew, the Vice President of the United States, was disbarred. I don't know if Nixon served. I promised to play, since this is May Day, I think it's appropriate to play the International, even though it's a great piece of music. I don't agree with the politics behind it, but I think to show respect to, there were some decent Bolsheviks who needed to be reform in Europe because of the 900 stars. No, there's a different. The Russian has a different now. It's very appropriate. Now, one of the great politicians in Chicago, in Illinois politics, first black mayor of Chicago, I think it's important to recognize him. I don't think he was racist, although we see people like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, people like that. Behavior that not only whites are racist, but are black racists too. But Harold Wilson is an interesting guy because he beat the Daily Machine, Kelly Daily. Here is an audio clip from ours. So, Harold Washington, a successful campaign. I remember I was in Chicago visiting friends, and I'm walking past the city hall. Ambulances started to pull up. Oh, somebody heart attack. Turned out that Harold Wilson. Here he is.
I think your mayor is a wonderful fellow, but I depart radically from him when he says that he would hope that I would have all the good qualities of past mayors. There are no good qualities of past mayors to be had. None. 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 I did not mourn at the bier of the late mayor. I regret anyone dying. I have no regrets about him leaving. He was a racist from the core, head to toe and hip to hip. There's no danger and doubt about it. And he spewed and fawned and oppressed black people to the point that some of them thought that was the way they were supposed to live. Just like some slaves on the plantation thought that was the way they're supposed to live. I give no hosannas to a racist, nor do I appreciate or respect his son. If his name were anything other than Daley, his campaign would be a joke. He has nothing to offer anybody but a bent-up tin can smile, no background, and he runs on the legacy of his name, an insult to common sense and decency. Everything I've ever got in the world, I worked for it. Nobody gave me anything. And although I may sound abrasive, I have no malice toward anybody. I have a job to do. I've got places to go and things to do. And I approach this job just like any masterful surgeon. When you have to cut out the cancer, I cut it out with no emotion. Get it out. Get it out. This dominant culture may have messed up my pocket, but they haven't messed up my head one bit. So I approach this awesome job with pride. Pride in my community. Pride in the ability of my community to rouse up as though they had been a sleeping giant and to recognize that there is a responsibility that they have that they cannot shirk. Nobody else is going to shoulder that burden. I believe in the powers of redemption, and I simply cannot believe in the God I worship that he would permit us to sit on this earth for 400 years, or rather in this country for 400 years, and suffer the indignities which we have suffered, piled time after time, high after high, and so heavy it has almost broken the backs of one of the most powerful people in this world. I can't believe there is no redemption. But that redemption is not going to come out in hatred. It's going to come out in positive attitudes toward our fellow man. I represent, and you represent, the fruit of the loom, the best this world has to offer. We've been through the crucible. We've been through the crucible. And we have come out with strong and powerful tensile strength. We are high and good and moral people. We have no explanations to give to anybody. We don't have to explain our existence. We don't have to explain the thing that we want to a part of the political power of this country, not to suppress anybody, but to add our good. We've come into the 1980s with an understanding that we have not just a right, but a responsibility to give the best that we have to a society. We want to give it, and we're going to give it if we have to beat them across the head and knock them down and make them take it. We're going to give it to them.
By chance, Harold doesn't win, runs a close second. Some will say, your vote was wasted. No. I would rather vote for something I want and not get it, then vote for something I don't want and get it. And that's been the case in Chicago all these years. But I think...
That's enough. That was Studs Terkel. Studs Terkel. Now, we hear now from various politicians, and there's some genuine issues about how more and more people are falling into poverty. Middle class is becoming poor class. There are the 1% predatory bankers. There are also the predatory bogus nonprofit. I wonder what Huey Long would say about that. He talked about sharing speech.
And the masses of America, 75 to 80 to 85% of the people, not only give up their property year after year, but they go further and further and further into economic slavery, to where the flesh and blood of the born and the unborn will never be able to raise the debt, let alone come back and rescue the property that they've lost from these depressions.
The Republican and the Democratic parties have absolutely failed to help the farmers and the laboring class of the state. Therefore, I favor the Farmer Labor Party, and I'm doing all in my power to further its interests.
Listen to Huey Long this afternoon, and I'm in favor of the Share of the Wealth program, but I can't understand why it is that he doesn't support the bills that's now before Congress that would share the wealth.
Yeah, now, Father Coughlin, who was a Roman Catholic priest, and of course, Huey Long, Baptist, a lot of Catholics, got together, and they were radicals talking about how people were economically dislocated during the 30s. And, of course, Vatican finally, Father Coughlin, some controversial statements about Jews. Interestingly, William Randolph Hearst started out, I guess, as a liberal newspaper field. He's talking about taxes. Also.
My friends, this whole system of income taxation has degenerated into a racket. The sooner this impudent, intrusive, despotic, discriminatory, and perhaps revolutionary system of taxation is repealed, the better it will be for the honesty, the industry, the wealth, and the welfare.
Yeah, Hearst is more famous. You ever get to California, buy some tickets to go down to see San Simeon, his great estate, which was never completed with all the collections, or some of the stuff is still completed. But it's one of the fabulous attractions here. But if you're coming to California, don't wear flowers in your hair. Day 90s are over. Everybody needs wants or can. Why we're making a statement. Missing in the media today, all this emphasis on Ukraine, is what happened in Ukraine when Stalin was in Russia. He tried to collectivize the farms, force the kulaks, the peasants, into kulaks, giving up their property and working in slavery in collective farms. They resisted, and so he deliberately starved them to death. 20 million or more people were starved to death, women and children. Unfortunately, this is one of the disgraces of the Pulitzer Prize. It's one of the things that they have never corrected. Them in the New York Times. Walter Durante was the New York Times correspondent in Moscow during that time. Stalin co-opted him by giving him a houseboy. Car and all the vodka he could drink and maybe some opiates. Durante covered up murder, starvation of all these people, and he got a Pulitzer Prize for his writings for the New York Times about what was really going on. And of course, about it now. People I talk to, those who are Catholic, so with the West, with the country, those who are Orthodox, see, another person came out of another aspect relevant to past history, too, was that the Germans, Hitler, deceived the Ukrainians, telling them, in fact, that when we defeat Bolsheviks and Stalin, that you'll be free and all of that. Well, what the when Germans rolled in under Operation Barbarossa in 1940, the Ukrainians were brutally treated. Stalin treated them, and of course the General Vaslov was Ukrainian. What Hitler did was he co-opted Ukrainians who were anti-communists and started this army, Freedom Fighters. And of course, after the war, one of the deals that Stalin made at Yalta with FDR was that all Russian POWs, Ukrainians, whatever, had to be repatriated to Russia, whether they wanted to or not. And that was Ted Samuel. So, and we'll be back Monday. We're going to put be emphasizing public corruption and the role of public corruption in Northern California. Well, San Francisco and Sacramento, because some of the same who were involved in public corruption, pedophilia, prostitution, and sex trafficking, people connected with it, also were elected to go into state legislature in Sacramento. So we'll get into that in flowchart question to do this immediately, really very careful activities. So, and we'll have Patrick Butler back for real politics. Going with our usual politics poker. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We'll be getting some new stuff. AMICUSBRTAS on the win with politics.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call up the...
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot, that's me.
This is Peter Paul Brazola. Have a safe weekend. And go to our Amiga Serato's YouTube site, AMICUS. Good night.